Give your business a jump on spring during Lowe's Pro Bonus Days and get limited time savings only for pros. Come in February 16th and 17th and ask for 5% off store-wide, or ask for 10% off when you use your Lowe's business credit card. You can even save online. Just register on lowesforpros.com. See Pro Desk in store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Pro Bonus Days, starting February 16th, only at Lowe's.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Right. Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Jermon Bushrod no longer a Chicago Bear. The team released the left tackle today after 3 years with the club. After Bushrod got hurt last season, he lost his job at the position to Charles Leno Jr. Bushrod's dismissal provides the Bears about $2.2 million in cap space, according to the Tribune's Brad Biggs. Also, today is the first day in which teams can franchise their respective free agents. No word yet on whether the Bears will decide to do so with wide receiver Elshon Jeffrey. NBA trade rumors continue to swirl, and the Bulls reportedly involved in those discussions at some level. Our David Schuster reports the Kings dangling Rudy Gay, and the Bulls one of numerous teams discussing a potential deal. Also, ESPN's Zach Lowe reports the Bulls and Raptors at least discussed a potential Taj Gibson for Patrick Peterson swap, but the talks reportedly went nowhere. One trade that did go down, Pistons picked up Tobias Harris from the Magic for Ersan Ilyasova and Brandon Jennings. A three-team swap between Charlotte, Miami, and Memphis. Courtney Lee goes from Memphis to Charlotte for P.J. Hairston, and a couple of second-round picks. Brian Roberts goes to Miami in the deal. And the Bulls return to practice tonight. They will visit Cleveland this Thursday to begin the unofficial second half of their season. College hoops tonight. Northwestern seeks its 18th win of the year. They'll visit 17th-ranked Purdue. Illinois plays host to Rutgers, while UIC heads to Youngstown State. And NIU battles Bowling Green. Scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And visit the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place now through the 21st to see 1 million square feet of everything new in the auto world. Log on to ChicagoAutoShow.com for discount ticket deals and download the Auto Show app for a chance to win a new Buick Encore. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway.
Boars and Bernstein.
Everything is terrible.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
I mentioned we got some phone calls on the Boars and Bernstein show, so we will do that. I have to tell you, anytime I hear the name Ersan Ilyasova, he's probably a lovely guy. He's probably a wonderful dude. I hate watching him play basketball.
You hate everything about him.
It's just one of those guys. You get somebody his game. He's on my list. I would say Ersan Ilyasova and Evan Turner. I've never seen either one of them make a shot, and it always seems like every shot they take is stupid. Everyone is like, "Why? What are you doing? Why are you taking?" And usually the Bulls provide all of my anger. But
with those two,
forever, Ersan Ilyasova has just his game makes me angry.
And Turner, you just don't like the cut of his jib, huh? He's got that look about him.
He carries himself like he's so much better than he is.
He did in high school, he did in college.
He's just not that good. But he's got that star like swag about him and the whole bit. I know you're in the NBA, you make a pretty penny and the whole, but you're not that guy to play like that. Does that make any sense?
No, I know exactly what you're saying. I'm trying to think of a guy that just rubs me just the wrong way. Just the way he plays, the way he carries himself.
If you come into my office of a GM, you say, "Hey, we just traded for Ersan Ilyasova," I quit.
That's it.
I quit. I can't coach him. I can't win with him. I'm leaving. I'm fleeing the country. Robert and Joliet is on the Score. Hey, Robert.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I can't believe I got out. I hope this question isn't too dumb.
Oh boy! It's probably if you have to ask that, my guess is it probably.
No, I have high expectations in this question.
Okay, it might not be too dumb. It might be just dumb enough.
How come the Cubs don't try to keep Dexter Fowler? Nobody's claimed him. They need a center fielder.
Because Justin
Hayward and Wright.
Because if somebody else signs him, they get a draft pick. They get a sandwich pick.
Well, go for it this year.
I think they're going for it.
Believe me, they're they're going for it.
Well, not worry about draft picks later. You got your Ducks Fowler in center field and Hayward in right, and all you got to worry about is if Kyle Schwarber can play left.
Now, I did urge them to sign a center fielder to allow Hayward to become an elite outfielder rather than just a good one, because he's an elite right fielder. He's a good center fielder. I understand what you're saying, and I wouldn't have a problem with it until Fowler does sign somewhere. Then you can never absolutely rule White it Sox. Out. Yeah, I think he'd be a fit there. And they also have been playing for winter ball. Javier Baez has been playing center field, and he's going to be, along with Zobrist, another one of your guys that could play anywhere. It's not a dumb question, frankly. It really isn't. It's not, because Fowler was more than serviceable, and he gave you the on-base percentage and veteran leadership and all of that. But I think right now they'd be looking at a sandwich pick if somebody else signed him, and they think that there could be an internal replacement. So, but actually, I was wrong. I thought that that was
See?
I thought that it was going to be a terrible question.
I had a good feeling.
You're right. Your optimism saved it.
I'm Mr. Positive.
Yes, everyone says that about you. In Lyle, it's Zach on the score.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Good, good. So, yeah, first-time caller. Really wanted to look at this idea of the Bears releasing Jermon Bushrod. I mean, obviously, I think it's a good move just because you've got a young guy like Leno sitting in the wings.
Took his starting job. He's just sitting in the wings. He beat him out.
Yeah. And I guess my question to you guys is, so you've got Kyle Long, obviously, over at right tackle. And this is something that me and my buddies were talking about the other day. If you've got Kyle Long at right tackle, do you think Kyle Long is better suited at being moved to left tackle and abandoning Leno, or keeping Leno in there because left tackle is such a difficult position to find? And would you just keep Kyle Long at right tackle if Leno obviously pans out? And, you know, just wanted to see what your opinion on that was.
Well, if Leno's good, it doesn't matter anyway. I mean, the question is,
think Kyle Long is a better left tackle, right, then you move him there.
That's not the question to answer. You don't say, well, if he pans out, do you keep him here? That's not the way a team looks at it. Is sooner rather than later, if you think Kyle Long could be, with his unique athletic ability, an elite left tackle at a more important spot, then you would move him there before you have to decide, is this guy serviceable? Is this guy? You've got enough sample size with Leno to, if you value left tackle over right tackle and you think Kyle Long is the better player, then you make that move. You don't just sort of do it reactively and say, hey, well, Leno's good enough and we'll leave him over here.
Also, free agency in the draft can change your mind on a lot of things.
They already moved him from guard after they had said, well, we think guards are really important and the interior of the line is as important as the... Because they ultimately left... As long as your quarterback is right-handed, left tackle matters more. And I think Cutler would tell you that. Maybe let him answer the question. Here's Joe on the score. Hello, Joe!
Hello. Hello. Three Stooges reference for...
Good God. I knew that was coming. Yeah.
For what? That was like a cliffhanger. Left me hanging.
No, Tanny blew him up.
That's it?
America. He got Jeb Bush's Glock.
I was worried he's going to jam. It's been a while since I've had to do that to someone, but when you start like that, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I saw you cleaning it earlier. It was sort of like Josh Morgan, where you made sure there wasn't a round in the chamber before you started cleaning it. But
responsible cunt over
I'm
here.
Gonna, I'm going to guess he was going Three Stooges reference because of Gar.
No. I'm guessing he's going Three Stooges reference because he's an idiot.
Okay,
we'll never know.
It's just a guess.
Tannehill has sent him to meet his maker. Responsible gun owner, Chris Tannehill. You saw that tweet by Jeb Bush, right?
Yeah, I did see that.
What is that?
Jeb Bush?
Jeb Bush is just a picture of a gun that says America. Lovely.
Did you say America or America?
No, he's not his brother. His brother would have typed apostrophe America. But I'm not quite sure what the point is, other than, hello, I'm trying to pander to voters that have abandoned me. Good luck. That's interesting. I'm surprised it was an exclamation point, because his whole campaign thing is that superfluous point to make him exciting and urgent and in the now.
And bringing his mom up.
In
talk.
The moment.
In the interviews. Did you see that uncomfortable interview?
Yeah. Because he keeps saying
you don't want to bring mommy to the fight.
She's the most opinionated one in the family. Let her run.
Yeah.
She's eligible. That just looks so bad. It plays into all of it. It's
good thing Trump didn't capitalize on that. That didn't take long.
Well, the guy puts his mom up. You're already
put it on a tee.
You're beating him up for being weak. What does he call him? Low energy? That it is, like, they're low testosterone.
Yeah. He's a low energy person.
That's your first time. Yes, low energy person. And I was like, well, wait a second. I've got my mom, and I can tweet a picture of a gun. Oh, all right. Yay. As entertainment, I'm loving all of it. Can't get enough. I can't get enough of any of it. And then you turn on the TV and there's a ranting old Jewish man screaming about socialism.
This is like a Hollywood script that if you saw it, you'd say, "This, come on, this can't happen. Right. There's no way this happens." A reality TV guy is in the headlines on a daily basis. Come on.
By my policy, there would be more cream cheese. Bernie, no. What? Ugh, his pants are pulled up to his neck. I mean, it's just, it's so special. Wicker Park, this is James on the score. Hello, James.
You know why Jeb Bush's name is Jeb? Do you know what his real first name is?
No.
His name is John Ellis Bush. So those initials spell out Jeb, and that's what he goes by.
Whatever works.
America.
And it's not working.
Anyway, I was watching the Bears 30 for 30 over the weekend, and I'm not from Chicago originally, and I wasn't too familiar with that Bears. So I was surprised about the part that they talked about Walter Payton at the end of the Super Bowl being very upset about the ball and the way that he reacted. And that reminded me of the whole situation with Cam Newton this year. Do you guys think of any parallels there? I know it's a much different media landscape today than it was in 1985, but do you think Payton would have been attacked or the reaction would have been the same way as it has been to Cam Newton now?
No. There's some big differences. First of all, Payton, I mean, Walter for so many years was on that island just kind of doing it by himself, and then finally he felt like all these years I've helped carry this thing to the promised land. I would just like to be in that box score for something more than yardage. Where Cam Newton, I mean, this is year three or four, and he doesn't have the history, and he doesn't have I don't really see the correlation at all.
I'm talking about a beloved legendary figure who had
did everything. He quarterbacked. He did whatever was asked of him.
But it's true. He was moping because the fridge got the opportunity.
He was hiding.
And when they found him, he was visibly unhappy and made it very clear why he was unhappy, even though they had just capped off.
What was his? I mean, obviously everyone was required to speak. Was his presentation to the media? Was he 1-2 word answers, or did he actually at least play the game?
I don't remember in the moment. It wasn't the same. They didn't bring him out to stations. It was just in the locker room. He's getting undressed, and somebody's got a microphone in front of him.
I mean, because that's...
I can't answer because I don't remember specifically. I wasn't covering that team. Terry, he might have been in that locker room.
I was back in Cleveland, so...
In Lake Zurich, we welcome Rob to the score.
Hey, boys.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, quick question. According to the parameters of the NFL-CB collective bargaining agreement, could the Bears somehow tie the number of games that Alshon actually plays to some bonus money? It'd be like a 2-year deal, and if you play more than 10 games, you know, you'll be making big money, or do they not? Can they not do?
I have asked that, but I don't even think it becomes a collective bargaining issue. It becomes an issue of it's never going to get to that point because Eugene Parker would just say no.
That would come down to the player and the agent.
Yeah, I don't think they'd ever agree to it because I don't think they have to.
What's security that gives them no security? Why would they do that?
Yeah, there's enough leverage on Jeffrey's part that I don't think the discussion would even get to that. And if they brought it up, they would just say, no, non-starter, not happening.
Can I ask one last question real quick? What do you think the franchise tag for a wide receiver is going to be for next year? 14?
That's the number that's everybody's saying.
14-8,
yeah.
I thought I saw.
So it's the average at the top of the position, and then they'll see if that's a starting point for coming up with a longer-term deal. But there are enough protections in some of these NFL deals where if a guy is hurt and you can get out from under some of the money. But I don't if I'm the agent, no, you need me as much as I need you, and I'm not agreeing to any deal like that.
And what are your choices?
Right, guys get hurt in the NFL, yeah. And that is a risk that the team's going to have to assume. I'm not assuming that risk. You are. The Boers and Bernstein Show, Joe Colley of the Sun-Times is in today for Terry. Tomorrow we're out at the auto show. It is going to be Chris Ranji and me from the Toyota display at the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place from 1 to 6. We are looking forward to it tomorrow afternoon.
I say he lasts 2 hours.
Before he's out chasing models around?
See him driving in one of those cars, waving to you.
Sleevy, he's got two of the models in there already. Bye. See ya.
Waving to you out the sunroof.
See ya, Box. Bye. You got the score.
But I appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate the thought. You're wrong, though.
Oh, and Hanley here right now. You are listening to Boers and Bernstein.
Well, when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Ronda Rousey is a former UFC champ. Now she's on one of the covers of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. She opened up to Ellen DeGeneres about her thoughts after she was beaten by Holly Holm. My three takeaways from listening to Rousey are these. One, as the daughter of a dad who committed suicide, you can only hope that Ronda at some point talks to somebody, because if that's her immediate thought after such an internalized failure, definitely needs to have some sort of conversation with a mental health care professional. Two, I think sometimes we don't realize how ill-equipped for failure athletes are, especially like rock stars and young TV stars. And three, the first time she really felt like a woman, needing the comfort of a man in order to feel whole again. And that's a good thing. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
30-30. Let's talk a little bit about money. And the fact is that sometimes, no matter what, circumstances mean that some honest, hardworking people just need a little extra money. And you know that banks don't always make it fast or easy to get the money you need, but there is someone who does. It's Avant. It's a company that gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000. And by unsecured, it means you're not putting up collateral. You're not putting up your car. You're not putting up your house. You go to avantoffer.com, check your competitive rate, and checking your rate's risk-free, no effect on your FICO score. You just complete your application and everything is online. You don't have to go into a branch. You don't have to be printing off documents and getting things notarized. The funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. You can check it out for yourself. Go to avantoffer.com and you can see the convenience. Right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com, enter the promo code SCORE. It's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Get it all during the Arlington Heights Ford Auto Show sales event. Choose from hundreds of new Fords, Focus, Fusion, Escape, and more. Now with huge Auto Show bonus cash rebates and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And hurry in for 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, 2,000 Ford bonus cash on select new vehicles. You've seen them at the Auto Show. Now get them at Arlington Heights Ford, just minutes north of Woodfield Mall on Dundee Road. Shop at ahford.com. On select vehicles, qualified buyer. See dealer for details.
Give your business a jump on spring during Lowe's Pro Bonus Days and get limited-time savings only for pros. Come in February 16th and 17th and ask for 5% off store-wide or ask for 10% off when you use your Lowe's business credit card. You can even save online. Just register on lowesforpros.com. See Pro Desk in store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Pro Bonus Days, starting February 16th, only at Lowe's.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
526 on Sports Radio 670, The Score, the Boers and Bernstein Show. That's Joe Cowley today. He's taking a brief break from covering the Chicago Bulls for the Sun-Times. And then immediately after the show, he is going to
back
cover
to hell.
The Chicago Bulls for the Sun-Times. Now, see, call me crazy, but my experience on the beat, not on the Bulls beat, because the Bulls are always winning championships when I happen to be on the beat, but sometimes when a team is coming apart, is the most exciting time.
For a writer, without question.
And you were on the White Sox teams, but I remember as a reporter, when you're there every day, when you really can get guys to say stuff and you start to get a sense for who wants to say what and when, or when you're decoding something and you're following up on some subtext, or if your phone's ringing and saying, oh, by the way, that when he told you this, here's who he was talking about, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
If you really enjoy this, and I know you do like this kind of work, when the
ship is sinking, that's your best job right there, because you find out. I mean, it's just like rats scurrying to the top. They don't want to drown. You'll see who's willing to go down with the ship and who's the rat that's willing to scurry to the top and start pointing fingers. And it tells a lot about the man and the men in that locker room, and without question. And you know, when teams are winning, everything's great. 2005 White Sox, I mean, look, it was great for this city and stuff, but that was pretty, besides Ozzie and his Ozzie things, you know, once a month, and a couple other guys, Carl Everett and the Truthosaurus calling you over and telling you some Truthosaurus saying, and besides that, and then obviously Uribe, anything Uribe did was, but for the most part, you know, it's a fun ride, but it's a pretty boring one.
It's a fun ride, and it's great for business.
Absolutely.
The one thing I always know is that the rising tide lifts all ships. Yes.
Special sections. And
but when you're reporting and you want to learn about people and tell the truth of what's happening, adversity shows who people really are.
Right.
And winning, everybody's happy when you're winning. And even the guys who don't like each other pretend to like each other. And even the guys who are going to get a cut in a few months are still there popping champagne with everybody else. And there are only so many stories to be told. But when you really start learning, when you know that every day you show up and you're going to find something out that's real, that happens when times are tough for a team. That's when guys reveal themselves to you.
And the great thing is they know which guy on the beat they can go to get this type of message out, or which guy they can go to get this type of message out. Who are the heavy-handed guys? Who are the guys that will sack up and write this story? I mean, it's a two-way street. They know who will best get their message out. So it's, yeah, without question, that's journalism fun right there.
Yeah, you know, when your phone rings and it's somebody saying, hey, you want to sound smart, you might want to speculate that blah, blah, yeah, blah, we might be trading.
Or so, for background, you right, need to know this.
Exactly. This is just on background. Do not quote me. If right, you do quote me, I'll deny saying it and call you a liar.
But even like I told you, yeah, that how the whole Jimmy Butler, Fred needs a coach hire thing went down.
That's great that he planned a basically a rollout of his presence in New York for, in large part, the New York media. That in and of itself says something.
Without question.
That he's bigger than Chicago.
Without question. And that's still the fastest he's been dressed all season. Not even close. And so when you're dressed faster than Derrick Rose, you got something to tell. Because Derrick is, I think that water hits him and he's out.
Why? Because he wants to leave? Or he just...
Yeah, I think... No, I don't know if it's necessarily that. I will say this about him. He's always available after the game. He's the first one available, the first one to speak, and
then everybody quotes Powell. Everybody stands in front of Powell's locker for
Powell's
an hour.
Powell's usually last, yeah, and then sometimes you got to deal with the Spanish-speaking media because he does it in waves of different languages, so...
There's still every game?
There's usually still a handful of media still. Still doing the Spanish thing with Powell.
That was because Jordan always brought out, we had two Japanese beat people who, I think they were both named Yuki. They were called the twin Yukis, and they always got great position too. I don't know how they did it, but I was like,
Yukis would post up and get the spots.
They would ask pretty much the same questions after most of these games. Would you like to say something to Japan or something to that effect? Right. You know, all of the foreign media generally just says, say something to my country. But it was then that just blossomed. Jordan, you had to share with the world.
Right, right, right.
Scoreboard update.
What would Michael say to Japan?
Well, quite naturally, I'm a huge fan of Japan and their casinos and the golfing opportunities that we have there.
All right.
Definitely.
I was hoping for something a little better, but all right.
It was Jordan. He wouldn't, he'd give you what you wanted, you move on.
Yeah. From the Score Update studio, the Bears released left tackle Jermon Bushrod after three seasons with the team. The NFL's transaction wire says he failed a physical, prompting his dismissal. Bushrod started 34 of 42 games for the Bears, lost the starting job last year after he got hurt, and the emergence of Charles Leno Jr. at the position. Move saves the Bears about $2.2 million in cap space. Meantime, the Bulls are reportedly talking, at least, to a number of different teams as the NBA trade deadline approaches. Our David Schuster reports the Bulls one of a number of teams inquiring about Kings forward Rudy Gay. Zach Lowe of ESPN reports the Bulls have also had some preliminary talks with the Raptors about a trade involving Taj Gibson, but the talks have gone nowhere. Adrian Wojnarowski reports despite rumors that the Hornets and Rockets were discussing a Dwight Howard to Charlotte deal, the Hornets are not willing to part with assets to bring in Howard, even though Coach Steve Clifford would love to reunite with the center he coached in Orlando. Bulls back to practice tonight and in Cleveland Thursday to begin the final 30-game stretch against the Cavaliers. Bulls just two games above 500, just a half game ahead of Charlotte for that final playoff spot in the East. College football, NIU will reportedly announce tomorrow they'll play a late-season home game at U.S. Cellular Field this upcoming year. And in college hoops tonight, NIU basketball plays Bowling Green. UIC visits Youngstown State. Northwestern at 17th-ranked Purdue and Illinois has Rutgers at home, and you can listen to that game live on The Score at 7:30. The five-star auto show sales event is on at your Chicagoland Acura dealers. Get incredible auto show savings on every Acura model. Visit ChicagoAcuraDealers.com and let the thrill begin. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Did I miss something with the Sports Minute? Because, you know, remember a couple weeks ago, we had Doug Gottlieb on the show when we were at the Super Bowl, and I told him this always happens, that I'll step out or I'll be doing something during a break, and then Doug Gottlieb will say something crazy during a Sports Minute, and then I come in and Twitter's going crazy and everything else is going crazy. Boy, I can't believe Doug Gottlieb just said that. And this is one of those times. I'm not quite sure. Did he say that Ronda Rousey's finally acting like a woman because she's seeking the company of a man?
I think that's what she said in the interview.
Oh, okay. So she said that.
She said she was at her lowest and she was thinking about, this is on the Ellen show.
Okay.
That she was thinking about suicide and she looked up and saw her man and saw her, this, I'm paraphrasing Ronda Rousey, by the way.
Okay.
She saw her future of having babies with this man and the comfort of him, and that brought her out of that hole.
So he wasn't just making it up.
No, then. I don't think he was saying, yeah, you need to find a man, little lassie.
Yeah, it was just, it was very weird to see her story. And then Mike Tyson's like, yeah, well, you know, that happens. That's just, you know, part of boxing. You lose a fight, you want to kill yourself. I don't think that's probably true, is
it? Some people's worlds.
I guess. And then and Dusty Baker saying that he, when he lost all his money and he didn't want to declare bankruptcy, and he was thinking about killing
himself.
Picking
up guns and stuff.
Yeah, it's always got to be something else with Dusty. Oh, there you go. Jeb Bush has got a gun.
Anytime
for
gun. America.
There you go. He got one waiting for you. But I don't know why they hired Dusty. I know some people think it was, but he's always got to have some sort of personal melodrama as part of managing a baseball team. And I don't know why.
It's Dustyisms.
It's always as much. It's got to be something else. It's got to be some kind of drama of personal saga in some of this. And then he'll be asked about it and he'll globalize everything. And
although, you know what, as crazy as it sounds, he might be the perfect guy for that clubhouse.
Well, Terry said the same thing. He said that you
can, as strange as it sounds, maybe that's the type of hand they need.
But you know what he's going to do though. I mean, he's going to say nobody believes in us, and we're the only people in this clubhouse that think we're
it's
any
managing
good.
Managing 101, put that chip out there.
Everybody's out to get. But it's all he's got. All he's got is the world is out to get us. It's us against the world. We've got to believe in each other because nobody believes in us, which isn't true. A lot of people believe in that team. It's a very expensive team with some of the best players in baseball there.
It's a underachieving mess, is what it was last year.
Well, I mean, I think by mere subtraction, you're going to be better.
Yeah.
I mean, when some of these awful managers, there really aren't that many left now. I mean, other than Yost.
Good ones or bad ones?
I mean, bad ones. I think really, other than the guys who I just think of the old school rockheads like Matheny and Yost.
See, I just think of, which I think is a big problem with baseball, is the front offices. And I know you're a big analytics guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not dogging analytics by any means, but the front offices in baseball have fallen in love with that type of guy and that whole money ball thing so much that the manager and what he does has been cheapened. So
I don't think it's been cheapened. I
think you see a lot of the same type of guy in a lot of dugouts where they no longer want the big personality guy. They want the guy that says, here's the numbers we looked up. Put this lineup in there for us. You do the bullpen and do whatever, how you want to do it, but this is what we see. This is what we want. Don't offer any resistance. And when I remember I was co-hosting last year with Jason and Madden was on, and we brought that up with Madden, and basically I said, well, I'm not thinking. I said, you know, it seems like it's the same guy in every dugout, the same former white catcher who's in every dugout. And then he paused and he said, I was a former white catcher.
Yes.
And
I said, I heard that. That's right.
I said, you were a former white catcher?
Yes, he's still white. He's still just white. A former catcher.
So, I mean, no, he had a good time with it, but he's so different than everybody else. And you bring up Yost, who to me, and I think the numbers have shown when they value managers, helps the front office say, we could have the dumbest manager in there, right, and we're still going to win a World Series.
Right.
I mean, it kind of goes against what I've been preaching, because this guy pulled it off. But for the most part, I think there's something been lost in the manager.
I think part of it is generational. I think what's going to happen.
Don't you think that hurts the sport though?
No, I would say give it time, because I think part of it is youth. That it isn't necessarily. I think there's a generation of those guys that are probably on the outs for the reasons you say.
Right.
That it's just that we don't need all of this when we just need somebody who's not going to bunt.
We don't want the big show.
Where we know what is now considered just dumb to do, but I think given time, what will emerge is you're going to find guys who do respect the analytics, who, because they're good managers and because they feel comfortable and they grow in the position, their personalities will grow over time as they get older and wiser and stay in the game. I don't think you've seen guys that are going to get farmed out.
So you're saying there's guys not comfortable enough to let their personality out because there has been this movement and it's all been kind of at once.
Right. Sometimes, boom, they just find themselves in these positions. But maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe in 20 years, you know, Brad Ausmus ends up being, you know, one of those guys who just is your...
Smoking cigarettes and...
Sure. But let them age a little bit. Let the new generation of skipper get a little age on them. And I think you're going to get more of the personalities you desire.
I hope, because baseball needs it.
We've got one more seat right now for the One Step Program's Charity Poker Championship at the Montgomery Club. This is Thursday night. If you are 21 or older and you want this, you can have it right now. If you're caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, you can join us for this World Series of Poker play-in and a great night of partying, of eating and drinking and playing cards for a great cause to help kids with cancer and leukemia. To reserve your seat, if you are not able to win, you would be best off, and the kids would be best off, if you go to onestepcamp.org and get one of the spots at the 3 remaining tables. I can't promise what we're going to have left, so if you're going to do this, please do it. Go to onestepcamp.org. We will say hello to Jordan Bernfield again, who's going to come in here and take you up to Illinois basketball against Rutgers for about 90 minutes when we get done on the Score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Then you put the franchise tag on them, and then you can still sign them before the
buy some more time.
Yeah, I doubt that they put the franchise tag on anybody else.
When bad news is $15 million, I'll take the bad news whatever day you want to give it to me.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley. Chicago Sports Morning Show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com.
Give your business a jump on spring during Lowe's Pro Bonus Days and get limited time savings only for pros. Come in February 16th and 17th and ask for 5% off store-wide, or ask for 10% off when you use your Lowe's business credit card. You can even save online. Just register on lowesforpros.com. See Pro Desk in store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Pro Bonus Days, starting February 16th, only at Lowe's.
Bev do a cash out refinance, which eliminated her debt and reduced her payment over $2,000 per month. A lot of listeners think you have to wait 6 months after securing a job to get a mortgage. Wrong. If you were self-employed prior to securing a salaried job, you can secure a mortgage immediately upon securing a salaried job. If you're receiving a salary after being self-employed and you'd like to pay off debt to lower your monthly payments, just like Bev did, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pereldavid.com. PereSaturdayMorningRealEstate.com. To learn more about David's Saturday Morning Real Estate Show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit PERLDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358 and MLS 19186.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a coach giving the ultimate pep talk. Listen, the proper technique is going to progressive.com so you can see Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates, even if we're not the lowest, like we practiced. And remember, no matter what happens, the important thing is to try and save some money out there.
Thanks, coach.
Man, I love this job.
Compare rates and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Show. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here's Troy.
This shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. Jordan Bernfield is going to bring you up to Illini basketball against Rutgers at 7:30, which means you've got 90 minutes or so to talk what?
I'm going to talk some, as my mic, there we go. Hi. We're going to talk some Cubs and talk some White Sox as well. I'm really perplexed by this whole White Sox winning the division thing from USA Today. So I want to talk about where that's coming from, what will have to happen for the White Sox to win the division. Bruce and I have talked about it inside the clubhouse last few weeks. This White Sox outfield, whether it's good enough for them to be a 90-win team. I get the whole pitching argument, but it feels to me like
90's a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
in general, 90's a stretch.
It just feels like an out-of-town thing, you know? Like, when you look at this team position by position, I'm not saying that they're not better, but 90 wins?
Not until you improve in right field. Not until you can swap out Avisaíl García for somebody who's not a negative WAR player. I mean, he's a below-replacement-level player, and everybody says, well, wait for this or wait for that. Okay, we've been waiting a while, and I don't know how many comps there are to a guy at this age with all that we've seen who all of a sudden fulfilled every bit of his potential.
And how many times has this front office try to build the team through splash rather than just saying, you
it's
know what?
It's what they do. The likelihoods are what they are. It doesn't mean you can't hit.
No.
And that's what Jerry Reinsdorf has made that decision. And they are doing this because this is what their owner wants. The same reason they didn't trade Jeff Samardzija is when they said, look, Jerry, you know, we've got, if we keep him, we've got a 15% chance of making the playoffs.
Good enough for me.
Or, right.
Yep.
And if your owner says that, you got no choice. It doesn't matter. And Rick Hahn, all his job can be at that point is to say, here are the various scenarios. I'll do whatever you want me to. If you want me to try to win a World Series by whatever the next World Series is after this one, you got to let me trade him. If you want to try to win this year's World Series, here's what the actual chances are.
Yeah, and the biggest problem they're going to have is if they don't win something in the next couple of years, which I would think that they're probably not going to do that, then where does it leave you 2 years from now? I mean, you really have depleted your farm system considerably. Not that it was great, but you don't have a lot there. And so, you know, when these contracts come up, okay, maybe you have some money to spend, but where are you then?
Where they were in 2009.
Right, and you just keep perpetually going back and forth through the cycle.
Robin Ventura make it through the season?
Yeah.
You got a guess right now?
Well, I guess yes. With most Reinsdorf teams, guessing yes would be the right thing. When Ricky Renteria was hired, you wondered if maybe his replacement was already there as bench coach. In this organization, I was default to yes, because the Ozzie thing was its own thing. And when anytime Ozzie's involved, the precedent and protocol doesn't
necessarily... And it still took. Talking about right. Something that still took 2 years to be resolved, over 2 years to be resolved.
And right. They waited until, 2 days left in the season for the trade and the whole thing to happen. So I just don't feel like the White Sox are an organization that's going to fire a manager mid-season, even if they don't like him. I mean, let's say the White Sox get off to the same start they did last year, where it's everyone's performing under their career averages, everything is going south. I mean, I just don't see them firing Robin in the middle of the year.
And then big chubby Judas got to manage for 2 days. His ham sandwiches while he's doing interviews. Food spitting out.
Seriously, who, Paris?
Do you want to swallow? No, Cooper.
Oh.
Do you want to swallow before you talk?
No, he doesn't. You know that.
And a little bit of couth.
You've heard him on the air here.
Oh, goodness.
I love,
he's a beauty.
I know. I love picturing Don Cooper when he's on the phone for some of those testy morning interviews, because you know he's not wearing any clothes.
No, or something just very inappropriate.
I don't
want to
think about that, though.
Well, actually, the rule is that the rule for a starting pitcher, you know, and then somebody says something innocuous and he bites their head off. I don't think, is he back this year or not? I don't know.
He's back.
I don't know.
I mean, on the station, I don't know. Because we're not, I don't know how that works now that we're not the flagship
station. Oh, I'm sure
station.
He's begging some station for some money.
Right, but it's up to the team whether or not he's allowed to do it.
The phone calls we used to get from, and not just me, the other beat writers, which I wish they'd speak up a little bit more, the phone calls we used to get from this man in the off season were, I wish I would have taped him and kept him.
In the off season?
In the off season.
What is he calling you for?
Yeah. Hey, contracts are up. Can you see what's going on? Can you see put something out there that, you know, contracts are up and we need something? You know, I mean...
What, he was renewed year to year?
No, I mean, like, whenever that contract was up, he would call he was Mr. Talkative with the beat writers. Hey, you know, I mean, I'm good to you guys. Can you put it out there that, hey, how about something for these coaches? How about some extensions? Oh, yeah.
Oh, so see, he was begging you to play agent for him?
Absolutely.
Not your job. Hire an agent.
Judas, the best way to describe the man.
All right. The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup on Saturday, February 20th. Our guests today, Greg Kott, Frank Isola, and Dan Durkin. Our producers, Matt Abaticola.
I haven't talked to Joe Cowley in 2 years because I pulled him aside and told him, I don't like what you write. You're hurtful.
Unless he needs a job.
Yeah, unless you need a contract extension.
Chris Tannehill.
Chubby liar.
I wanted to refute Farouk. It's Farouk. Brian Farouk.
I can refute him, too. Thanks for everybody who called in and texted and emailed and the sexting and everything that you do. Tomorrow, it's going to be the auto show. Chris Ranji and I will be at the Toyota display. So come on over and say hello. And say, hey, Bernstein, you're a jerk. You know that? Yes. Yes, I do. Thank you for coming by. And it's Jordan Birdfield. And then it's Illini Buckets. Joe, thank you. This is fun.
Thank you. Don't surf alone, kids.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
All right, obviously this team is not where you want it to be this season.
You think? You think?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Then you put the franchise tag on them, and then you can still sign them before the
season. That buys you more time.
Yeah, I doubt that they put the franchise tag on anybody else.
When bad news is $15 million, I'll take the bad news whatever day you want to give it to me.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Critics are calling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ambitiously creative.
I love it, I love it.
Incredibly smart.
Yes!
A winning ticket. Woo! Truly bold television.
You got me.
And the coolest show in late night.
Y'all ready to do this thing?
Find out what all the buzz is about. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS weeknights, or stream it live or on demand.
The hat has spoken!
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments.